electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Todd Peterson, and we're going to be talking about his book, Owned. And, you know, it's a novel I ordinarily don't recommend or read novels, but I read this one that intrigued. Todd sent it to me, and I will tell you it's a very important book because, of course, it has a message in it. It's not simply a good story. It's a story that has an important message that deals with the life of everybody listening to this program. And it has several messages. You need to get them. I think it's a book very, very important. Todd, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background, who you are, and how you happened to write this very important book?
Sure. Can you hear me okay? Is that all right?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, fantastic. It's a pleasure to be with you. I think that, you know, I'm a regular guy. I have a job. I get up and go to work every day. But I think that one of the things that I was concerned about is whether or not I am sharing my faith enough as a Christian. And I wanted to be able to engage in those discussions a little bit more frequently. The problem, I think, today with modern folks is that we're all so busy. It's very difficult to get context with folks and to discuss matters of politics and religion without getting into arguments and whatnot, without having the proper context. So I decided that maybe the best way to do that would be to connect some of the dots that I'm seeing in the headlines in the form of a fictional tale that might be entertaining. And then I could be able to give that to folks. And I think that, people will drop their guard if they know that they're reading a fictional story. However, I think some folks are realizing that you can write fiction with a lot of fact behind it. And we might call that faction, right? Other authors have done it, and I think it's really entertaining to read.
Well, I'm amazed if you're not a professional writer that you could have done a good job putting in this story together. But what you basically talk about is how the environmental movement is being used to bring about a world government, how this entire scam, talking certainly about the threat to the environment and global warming. And, of course, what's the solution of why a one-world dictatorship under a one-world elite? And the people who are putting this thing on know it's a scam. I mean, after all, basically, we hear about the rise in CO2, and nobody ever points out that the level of CO2 level has gone up 0.01%. That's all. In fact, all the CO2 in the world is only 0.04% of the atmosphere, and yet they're trying to convince us that that is creating this terrible global warming. Of course, things, temperatures have not gone up in 10 years, but that doesn't matter. They're using this because they want a world dictatorship, and you bring that out so beautifully. Go right ahead.
Well, I appreciate that, and I have done some writing, but I do need to give credit to a professional editor. So if you hear that people are not professional writers, you know, you might, like myself, shy away and say, well, you know, the structure of the book isn't going to be proper, and it's going to be distracting. I did have this professionally edited by an award-winning mentor from the American Christian Writers organization, and she did a wonderful job and she helped me out. However, if you come at people, and I am a scientist by trade, we forget the fact that CO2 is a fuel for plants, right? So to say that it's a poison, I think, is really missing the mark. And I think you're exactly right. I think that the whole issue of rising CO2 levels has been co-opted by a group of people that have an inordinate amount of power to set the agenda, if you will. And if I may just, sort of step back a bit, and sort of position how we got into this discussion, of the environmental agenda. I think that people listening today just sort of know intuitively, that something's not right. You know, I heard the other day that polls show that if the election were held today, there might be a different outcome. And if you just think about some of the recent stories that have gone on in the last couple of years, the MF Global situation where over $1 billion was stolen, basically, and there was really no accountability. The Cyprus confiscation, Argentina now demanding its citizens buy bonds, healthcare, Common Core, these are big, big entities, and there's a sense of collusion and certainly corruption on a massive, massive scale. And I think what started getting me thinking about maybe putting some of this down on paper was that there's this trend, certainly in America and in the Western world, where there's centralized control, despite history showing us what a disaster it's been. So we have entities today like the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the BIS, which is the Bank of International Settlements, the UN, the Fed. The media outlets have consolidated. These are examples of concentrated, centralized power. And I have to say that they're filled with those who are not necessarily apologetic to the Judeo-Christian worldview. And I might also add that they advance their faith and their worldview every day.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, Todd Peterson. His book is Owned. And it basically is the story of an environmentalist, a very idealistic young man, working certainly in the environmental movement, and really believes in this whole thing and is contacted by this small group that really wants to utilize the threat of the environment to consolidate power so they can rule the world. And basically there is such a group. This is not imaginary. This is very, very real. We're talking about the Trilateral Commission. Their logo is three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. You can go to their website, trilateral.org. However, of course, Todd doesn't call them the Trilateral Commission. He certainly builds a story around this group, which is very real, what they are up to, and, of course, the powerful spiritual forces behind them. And he certainly does an excellent job of bringing out the spiritual component of the battle that is taking place today. Of course, he does this in a subtle way, brings us in very gradually, so that you were an atheist reading this book, you would be halfway through the book before you had too much of an idea where he was going with the story. And hopefully during this period of time, why you begin thinking, could it be possible that there really is God? That there really is a spiritual battle taking place?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had the chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
We
the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, just what Peterson is book owned. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Todd, how could people get copies of your book and read it? And then I want you to pick up and talk about the book and what you hope to do with it. But how can people get a copy of that if they'd like to purchase one?
Sure. So I mentioned that it was a work of faction, right? So there's fiction interwoven into historical events. So I think one of the neat things that I decided with this book, at least, you know, if you've ever read something with page after page of footnotes, they are certainly stale. I think it's great that we all document where we're getting our material. But what I did is I parked many of the links to these stories on my website, which is ivanlives.com. So that's I-V-A-N, lives, all one word, ivanlives.com. You can get the book there. There's a link to Amazon. But also, one of the headings is discover the history or dig into the history. And I parked several of the links that might get somebody started if you want, chapter by chapter. So I think that would be a great place to start.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you tell our listeners as much of the story as you'd like to, so that they will have some idea of why they would want to get the book and intrigue them with it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that I guess my thesis in this book is that everybody has a worldview. That's certainly not shocking. I think that you could maybe take that a step farther and say everybody has a faith, even if you're an atheist. You know, the very famous author Anne Rice was an atheist, and she talks about meeting with her friends and them talking about their belief system. So I think everybody does that. I think, though, that one of the things that sort of provided energy to put these thoughts down on paper is that I, as a Christian, am concerned that we see a lack of conversions in some of our church services today. We live in very spiritual times. I think there's an open-mindedness to things spiritual. But if you look at maybe the church in at least America and certainly Europe, attendance is down. And there are pockets of the world where Christianity is exploding. But I think in general, we should take pause as Christians to see if we're communicating the gospel effectively. It's a message that is certainly as relevant today as it was when Jesus was walking the earth. So the need is great. People are spiritual. But we need to maybe examine how we're positioning. So let me explain this. For years, the discussion in the United States began with this idea of personal sin and the need for a savior, which I believe as an Orthodox Christian. But today, where morality is a relative matter, people have a poor opinion of sin if they have one at all. So the assumptions have changed. So I wanted to change the paradigm of evangelism by using biblical text. History and current events. And I say I wanted to change the paradigm. You know, I understand that's a pretty tall order, but let me just sort of unpack that a little bit. So that when the first Christian converts went into the world, they accomplished something very profound and unique in history. Basically, they turned the world upside down. They introduced nothing short of a new worldview, powered, of course, by the Holy Spirit. Now, at least in America and Europe, people seem to think that this gospel message, as an old story, it's sort of come through already. You know, it was here, it was big, and then it sort of run its course. But when I examine what the first believers would have encountered maybe 2,000 years ago, you find these amazing parallels to our times, to maybe some of the issues that they were facing as well. There was, for example, paganism everywhere. There was social injustice. There was infanticide, corrupt politicians, human trafficking. These are things that I guess the Bible says there's really nothing new under the sun. And here's where I think I really started to realize something. There was a very present and very real evil that I am convinced is very alive and very active today. So I wanted to ask this question. I started studying a little bit more about how did the early Christians maybe confront that evil, or at least present Christ to a society in a way that perhaps we today have lost sight of. And it also turns out that some of the same evil I see in history, some of those themes seem to be reemerging into our headlines today. So it's my contention that evil has the same author down through history, and I believe that that evil is satanic in origin. So to connect these dots, I decided to use some fictional characters so that these ideas might be stitched together in a way that's approachable and hopefully informative and entertaining. But I found some amazing stories, and I thought it might be unique to sort of publish not just the one story with several footnotes. But again, like I said, I wanted to sort of guide the reader to where I was getting this so that they can delve into this history as well. It's funny, in your opening, you were talking about Trilateral Commission and some things that some people might glaze over and say, well, that's conspiratorial. It's not conspiracy if you can see it happening, right? And I think that the goal for this book is to take somebody who might say, I have no interest in that, and just say, listen, approach this with an open mind, and let's see if we can't connect some of these dots. So the story begins with a scene that I imagine taking place in the village of Colossae, the village where we get the book of Colossians in the Bible. And there we see something that goes on today every day. There's a pagan priest who's conducting a festival for a local deity. This is a historic fact. Her name was Sebele. She is a nature goddess, and her worship was a matter of history. So then, as they were doing then, people now worship. And we have a very modern form of this. It's called environmentalism. And there's a faith structure to this. Now, I understand that people who care for the environment and just want to breathe clean air and have clean water, there's certainly nothing wrong with that, and you and I would agree with that. But I think there is an element where we see that these people have an agenda and there's a faith to it. So in the beginning of my book, I bring out the historical fact that the priest is doing what he was commanded to do, which was institutionalized chaotic worship. And the story begins with effectively a large field where an orgy breaks out and there's loud clanging music. But what started out as a job for this priest is now becoming very real. He notices that there's a very real spiritual force starting to fill the people, that his deity is in fact even manifesting in the people's lives in various ways. And, you know, it's funny, just this week I read that the Haitian community in Brooklyn, New York has a growing voodoo practice. One practitioner was saying, it's not an evil, shrouded in mystery thing. It's all about bringing the community together and helping out with their problems in life. So these type of spiritualities and worldviews start off as something, you know, very happy and nice, almost like a civic group. In fact, in Mexico, the worship of death is the fastest growing spiritual belief in that country. It's called Santa Muerte. It's a cult of worship for the entity of death. And a woman who runs a shrine there was quoted as saying, holy death is our savior, our light. It's very difficult to explain what she means to us, she said. She protects those no one else will protect. So there's this sense that people can approach spirituality and get something from that, that there are deities out there that perhaps will fulfill whatever the person is looking for. And I think it's very dangerous. And so there are folks that are worshiping entities, and they're presenting themselves to these entities because they are good and powerful in the beginning. But in fact, they're very sinister. So scores of people have dabbled in fortune-telling and witchcraft and occult, only to find themselves in spiritual quicksand. So the Bible says that in Corinthians 11:14, not to quote a bunch of scripture, but this is my worldview, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. I was at a training event recently, and I found myself sitting next to a Wiccan, you know, somebody who was a participant in white magic. I think the person really just wanted to be spiritual and happy and part of something larger. But really what happens is that these things begin to own the person. Their worldview is very distinct, and it starts to pervade everything that that person does. So spirituality, it is my contention, is about ownership. And this is the central theme of the book, and I hope it comes across. And I point out, I think, something that the modern church might be missing. Spirituality begins with ownership. By its nature, spirituality is engaging something larger than oneself. It should be investigated. As a result of the fall of man, right, in the Garden of Eden, whether you believe in a literal or not literal, it's something that is larger than the person who is going to that spirituality. So the title deed, is my contention, of one's soul has been transferred from God to Satan. And this is why Christians talk about the need for a savior. So our need is more than just a pleasant cleaning up of secret sins. Our need is profoundly more than what a civic group like a church can provide. If that's the only reason that you attend church, I think you're missing something. And I believe that we need a full-scale rescue from an evil that is real and stakes a claim to our fallen souls.
Well, I think that people have to realize that we are involved in a spiritual battle today over the souls of men. And so they are churches, are certainly talking about Christianity, but they've changed the music of the church. And our churches no longer really talk about the geopolitical struggles that are taking place today. We talk about the history of Christianity, but we don't apply it to what's going on today, to the satanic forces that control Washington, D.C., that control the media in America, that control the banking, that control our corporations. The fact that America is involved in political activity all throughout the world. We are spending a massive amount of money we do not have to bring about revolutions in Ukraine and in Syria and in all of Tunisia and in Libya and in Egypt. And we are financing turmoil. Over 140,000 innocent civilians have been slaughtered in Syria, thanks to the fact that we pay our taxes and we go to watch football. Well, we're not concerned with what our government is doing with the money that they take from us by force, and what they're doing with it is creating chaos throughout the world and slaughtering people by the millions. And one day God is going to bring his judgment on America, not because of what the good people have done, but because of what the good people haven't done, and because the church has simply been so busy talking about Scripture that it isn't applying any of the knowledge that people should have in bringing to the awareness of the American people the fact that we have been taken over by truly demonic forces. The element in Washington, D.C. has no loyalty to America or to our sovereignty. These people swear an oath to uphold the sovereignty of America and are dedicated in actuality this idea of the one world government. And this book brings that out very, very readily and points out the fact that this is a very real problem. There really are people who want a one world government, and they're working at the highest levels of our government today. Now, how can people actually get a copy of your book if they want to purchase one? Where are they available? Yeah.
You can go to Amazon, you can go to Barnes & Noble. So the main thing to do is just to, when you get into those sites, just put in the title of the book, which is owned, and then make sure that you, because I think that title's been used, it's a one-word title, it's fairly common, but put in my name, which as an author, my formal author name is W. Todd Peterson, and you have to spell it right. I have Danish lineage, so the way we spell Peterson is P-E-D, as in David, E-R-S-E-N, and you can get that book. And You know, Dr. Stan, I think you're right on it. When you say that there are very evil people that are finding themselves in tremendous places of power. Again, though, I am alarmed that when you talk about these things to people, they might think that you're out of your mind. And so while I think that might be valid if you've never sort of taken a deep plunge into some of the research, I think that everybody would agree that the Nazis were evil. I've never found anybody who, irregardless of worldview, who has said to me, you know what, the Nazis were really onto something. Okay, they weren't. And so I begin one of my main points of the book, starting with the Nazi. Maybe we can talk about that next.
Hold that. I tell 1-800-877-254.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Ladies, are you wanting a deeper connection between your relationship with God and your health? More control over managing your own health? To keep you and your family healthy naturally and economically? More vibrant energy for the things that are important to you? Join me, Master Herbalist and Nutritional Consultant Julie Formby, for a walk through the ancient scriptures on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KHNC. Each show is based on my seminar series called Back to Biblical Health for Women. And together, we will explore a variety of health topics from a holistic and biblical perspective, all targeted specifically toward women and restoring your new vitality. As my free gift to you, I would like to offer a taste of what Back to Biblical Health for Women is all about. Download a free introductory copy of my ebook at www.yournewvitality.com/radio. That's www.yournewvitality.com/radio. And don't forget to join me on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's so hard for people to realize that our government is involved over there helping to finance the revolutionary, the Nazi movement in the Ukraine. And basically, the people who've overthrown the government there are Nazis. They're national socialists, other vicious, well-armed people. And, of course, so why are we backing them? But then, after all, why are we backing the terrorists there in Syria who killed 140,000 innocent people? And is there anybody in the audience who really cares about that? I mean, do you really care that our tax money, God isn't going to bring His judgment on America for what, not for what we're doing, but because the American people don't care what our government is doing? And our government's been taken over by a subversive element that is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government having nothing to do with America. Their loyalty is not to America. That's why they're sending us to oblivion. Going to destroy our monetary system. We're living the greatest life here. More prosperity. Oh, great football. All the amenities. But one day, God is going to bring his judgment on America. Be soon. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We have a caller. Who's calling?
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Go ahead. Speak right.
Hello? Good morning, Dr. Stan. I'd like to ask a question to your guest, Todd.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. It seems like the conundrum here is we're moving toward globalism, one world government, the destruction of Christianity. And most of the people that go to church seem like to me that they are, this might sound kind of odd, but they're really stuck on this thing about, well, there's nothing we can do about it. I'm just going to float out of here as a Christian, okay? And I don't have a problem with that, because certainly that's supported in the Bible. But when you look at history, there's a lot of things that occurred in relatively recent history that were, you know, mass murder of Christians is taking place under different forms of fascism and communism and all that. And if I might strike a parallel, you know, that most Muslims believe that to die is to go to paradise and be with whatever it is, seven virgins or what have you. And, you know, to draw the parallel to that with Christianity, you know, it seems like people don't want to do anything. They'd rather wait for the inevitable. If they get their head chopped off, fine. Do you understand where I'm coming from? So the church basically has been disarmed in all this.
I do, and I sense the same thing, and which is one of the reasons that I wrote this book, because I think that people have disengaged from something that they should be really, really engaged in. You know, there is a mentality in some churches, not all, these are sweeping generalizations, but there's a bunker mentality, right? Things are so bad and so hostile that, you know, my brothers and sisters in Christ tend to hang out in our churches and kind of hang out with other Christians, and we've lost the ability to really vigorously engage. And I think part of that is because we're so beat down by what Dr. Stan has been talking about, what I'm talking about here this morning, where a worldview has been presented to us, and we are supposed to be quiet and take that. But what folks have lost sight of is that when somebody tells you that Christianity can't be expressed in the public square because it's religious. Meanwhile, the secular progressives have a faith of their own and a worldview, and they preach that faith every day. So while there is this trend of globalism, and while the Bible certainly teaches that we are citizens of another kingdom, I think that we are also under the compulsion of the Word to make disciples of all people, and to go out and in love engage these things. And I would say engage with great confidence, because everybody has a faith. And if people would read this book and take away this one message, I think it would be a success, that your worldview is just as relevant today and desperately needed, because the author of the Christian worldview is truly loving, whereas the author of the other worldviews, I believe, is quite evil, no matter how well-intentioned. People really need to engage that. I hope that's maybe getting at your question.
What do you think? What do you think is the place for a Christian in civil disobedience? I mean, you know, it's obvious that pretty much all form of man's governments devolve into evil, an evil nature, and you know, it seems like you know, they. There's a reason that I think it was 2,800, or maybe Dr. Stanton, correct me, 28,000 pastors were coerced several years ago. I think it's been over 5 years ago by FEMA to preach Romans 13 in the midst of martial law in the United States. And so you have a belief system being supported by government churches, and, you know, I mean the 501c3, that no matter what the government says, you're to do what they say, if it's pay an unlawful tax or have permission to do this, that, or the other, which actually God gave you the freedom and right to do. You know, driving is one issue. You don't have to have a license for that. That's pretty much common knowledge to anybody that looks at it. So what is the Christian's perspective or stance on civil disobedience when the church basically says, hey, you're to keep your head down and do whatever the government tells you?
Yeah, if I may comment on that, I think that, you know, who knows, there may come a time where civil disobedience is very necessary. I'm certainly not recommending that today, and here's why. And I actually kind of swerve into this in the book when we start talking about the main character, who's a Nazi guard. But there's so much that we can do short of civil disobedience. We can go out and wake up sleepy Christians now. And if people would simply say, look, you can go to school boards today, and it's perfectly within your rights. You can go on radio shows. You can write. You can blog. You can do all these things. And I agree with you. I think that churches should not be held sort of hostage to, you know, their IRS regulations and whatnot. I think it does dampen down the message. But I don't think that we're at the place where we need to do civil disobedience just yet. We have far too much freedom in this country to fight for before we get there. However, I might also point out that this caller is probably in a very small percentage of folks who really gets what's going on and looks into the future as alarmed. We might want to back up a little bit and flesh this out with somebody. And I would say the masses of people who are maybe not thinking this way. And flesh this out in the story, say, of this Nazi character of mine who finds himself one day ordered to shoot two prisoners. And he has no courage to resist that because he has no worldview that compels him to do otherwise.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. My number is 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th, at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message is from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, with a large variety of rental handguns for their shooting range, offering classes and serving gun enthusiasts for over 25 years, Colorado's largest gun safe dealer. They're on the air, proudly saluting our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Todd Peterson, Pat Peterson, and Sydney are his book, Owned. Basically, we have a caller who is calling and just talking about the church. And the church is a big part of the problem. It was infiltrated. They infiltrated our seminaries 50 years ago.
to neutralize the church. And our ministers don't talk about the satanic nature of the people who control our government today. Our government is controlled, both political parties, by a subversive element who are dedicated to a world government. Both political parties, Republican and Democrat, are globalists, going right along with America being involved in wars, America pushing world government. They're not worried about preserving the sovereignty of our nation. They're worried about using our foreign policy to force all nations into this world government. And that's what we're doing. We're going around the world. We're assassinating world leaders. This is murder, ladies and gentlemen. And yet, of course, our government murders people throughout the world. We murder world leaders who won't go along with us. That's what they did to Mr. Diem and Mr. Nguyen in Vietnam many years ago. But we do this all the time today. And leaders certainly get killed. Gaddafi was killed. Saddam Hussein was killed. They may have not been very nice people. But we don't have, certainly Mr. Obama is not a very nice person either. We're not suggesting that it's right to go around the world killing world leaders, but this is what we have our intelligence agencies doing. Not only that, but they kill people here in America. And if you have any question at all, they killed President Kennedy and they got away with it. You can listen to my interviews on our Deadly Assassin 4 CD tapes. When you can hear Colonel Marvin, who was a paid CIA assassin, telling how he was told by his CIA handlers how the CIA coordinated to carry out the assassination of Kennedy. They coordinated to use the mafia. This is not imaginary, it's real, but you'll never hear any of this discussed in churches today. Everything is just study the scriptures and everything's going to be fine. And God is going to bring his judgment on America because of what the Christians, not what they've done, what they haven't done. Go right ahead, Todd.
Yeah, and I think that the point being that everybody has a worldview and a faith, and certainly I think that, as you said, if we just stay in church and study scripture without actually going out and being salt and light, then I think we're sort of missing a large part of the Great Commission. I think that millions of people have never really thought through the trajectory of some of our leaders' worldview. In my opinion, this is how someone like Barack Obama gets elected twice in a country after never really fully being vetted. And I'm not saying that Barack Obama is, this person or that person. I'm simply saying, and I have my opinions, but I will say this. He has a worldview, and we know what that is. It tends towards socialism. In this country, we have a constitution. I think most of our leaders are getting away from the checks and balances of our Constitution. We see power consolidating. We see one judge making a decision for health care in this country. And it's very, very scary. But I think what needs to happen is that people in our churches need to understand that there is a vast battle going on. It is a battle that's very tangible. It's between God and Satan. When we look at the Garden of Eden, we don't see Allah. We don't see Hindu gods there. We see God, we see the serpent, and that's it. It's my contention today that this battle continues to wage now, and that there are spiritual forces that drive our leaders. You know, when you look at Islam, and I'm talking about the militant Islamicists who are out there cutting heads off, this is not natural. These are people who are powered by something. And I think that needs to be challenged. And so the way that I want to get at that is basically taking a character who is, by all accounts, an atheist, and he's never really considered the trajectory of his worldview. And he finds himself owned by his state, and it's the Third Reich. These are people that have basically collectivized society, and the individual is now no longer important. And this is something that we see in America happening, where the greater good is better than some individual's rights and freedoms. And you have people like Dietrich Bonhoeffer who wake up in that system and say, this has to be resisted. Now, your caller was saying that there needs to be, civil disobedience. Well, we're not there yet. We have plenty of freedom to resist these trends now.
And if people would, maybe come out and vote and not stay at home, that would go a long way to work some change. But my character sees a way out. He sees that the closing armies of the Americans and the Soviets descending on Berlin are going to be his ticket out. And I think the point I'm making here is that there are always maybe a quick fix, a quick ticket out, that if this army obliterates the state, then I'll be free to kind of go away. But what happens is the evil continues and the plot thickens, as it were. And this is a fact. You can go and Google this. But many of the Nazi power players convened a meeting in Strasbourg, France, at a hotel called the Maison Rouge. This is called the Red House meeting, and I link to it on my website. This is a U.S. military intelligence report, EW-PA-128. It's tangible. You can go read it. But this report describes the meeting of top Nazis and German industrialists who gathered to admit, basically, that the war was lost and that they needed to transfer assets out of Europe. In addition, they plotted to start new businesses and store that revenue in places like Switzerland, so that Europe could be rebuilt and they could once again reemerge as a dominant collection of power brokers. And so we get things like the rat line from Europe down to Argentina. And this is really a matter of historical fact that thousands of Nazis escaped into the chaos of post-war Europe down into Argentina. And they were working quite diligently. Now, in the United States, we took these people as scientific assets. And, there are people that have studied this and written about it, Jerome Corsi being one. But basically, I have my character ordered to Argentina to assist in a plan of resurrecting a Fourth Reich. But he's also wrestling with some profound guilt. And I have him read a story which is very true of Corrie ten Boom, who was a prisoner at Ravensbrück concentration camp. And she was actually approached after a talk that she did after the war. She survived that concentration camp. And she was able to forgive one of her guards. But my character can't do that because his victims are dead. How do you reckon?
Out of time. God bless you, Todd. We'll talk to you later this week on our evening program. Thanks for writing the book. The book is old.
Thank you.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds us in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I hope you enjoyed the interview with Todd Peterson. His book is excellent. I recommend it because it has not simply a geopolitical message, it has a spiritual message.
It is a powerful spiritual book at the very end. And that's the reason it was written. But I shall very subtly bring you into this awareness of the spiritual battle that's taking place and that there really is a God. And basically, this is what's going on today. Our government's been taken over by a subversive element that is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. That's the basis of our foreign policy. That's why we're financing the murderers over there, that we're responsible for the murder of 140,000 people in Syria. Do you really care? Does anybody care? Why don't we talk about the people that have been killed there by the terrorists because we are financing a revolution in Syria? Why aren't we concerned about all the 50 to 100,000 people who were killed in Libya when we financed the revolution there? Do you care about it? And the people who died in the fighting in Egypt, tens of thousands anyway, died in Egypt, and 70,000 in Tunisia. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have chaos in America, and God is going to bring terrible judgment on this country unless there's a great revival, unless the people turn back to him. And I don't see any sign at all that it's happening. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. I just got a call yesterday from a thoracic surgeon who finished reading it to tell me what a profound impact that it had on him. If you haven't read my book, you need to get it to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle that is being waged today in America for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most people don't even know there's a battle going on because we're having too much trouble suddenly living the good life and watching all the sporting activities and certainly the Olympics. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, the terrible times are coming financially. There's going to be chaos in our streets. There's going to be fighting in our streets. There's going to be a breakdown of the structure of our society. And God is going to bring his judgment on America. And you need to be out there telling people about it and just hoping and praying for revival. That's what we need more than anything. Our telephone number, if you'd like to get in touch with my ministry, 1-800-544-8927 to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like to hear about how we killed President Kennedy, get our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins and hear my interview with Colonel Marvin and the other deadly CIA paid assassins trained by our government to kill people. They were assigned to kill people. They talk about the people they didn't kill. They don't talk about the people they did kill. Because we hire people, trained assassins, to kill people. And who is ever held responsible? No one when you're working as a government assassin. Why? Well, of course, you may very well be end up killed by the government. I know that, suspect that one of the two assassins was killed by the government. The other, I don't know whether he died of natural causes or whether he was killed. But you're not supposed to tell the truth. I know many of the people we have interviewed through the years have died, and why I'm still doing what I'm doing, I don't know. Why I've been allowed to continue doing this for 50 years, I believe I'm here for it. To provide you with the information, hopefully you will utilize it. And, of course, that you will pray for America, that you'll get involved educating others. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Get the books, DVDs, tests, and other things offer, and then, of course, get involved in this battle. If you're not involved, what is the problem? Our number 1-800-544-897. If you're in a position to help us, please.